Good afternoon. When I had some contact with some of the organizers of the conference, the suggestion was made to say something about defending the Christian faith, a topic which is indeed of great importance also in the days in which we are living. So I gave it this title: Be a Witness for God in a Hostile World and a Capable Defender of the Faith. And before we go really into the subject, I would like to show what is written here in relation to the word apologetics, which is in particular, I suppose, for young people and children a bit difficult to understand. We know the word more from expressing, I'm sorry, I apologize for this or that. And of course, we don't have to be sorry to be Christians in that sense. We understand very well. So it's important, first of all, that we understand the word right, what it means. And as I put it here on the slide, this is a word which comes from the Greek. And the Greek word apologia actually has this meaning of a plea, a defense. It can also be an excuse, but also just give an answer. And we find it actually 8 times in the New Testament, and normally it is translated with giving a defense in our translation, but sometimes also with giving an answer. And from that viewpoint, we want to look at the subject. Now, these are the references. I just put them here. And the corresponding verb, we find also a couple of times. And again here, the references are given. Examples for a defense of the Christian faith, we have in particular with the Apostle Paul. And here on the bottom of the slide, I refer to 2 portions from the Acts of the Apostles. In particular, the portion in chapter 26, where it explicitly says that Paul gave a defense before King Agrippa regarding the reason why he was there a prisoner and what was behind it. But another wonderful example for a defense of the Christian faith in the light of other worldviews, we have as well in Acts chapter 17, where we have Paul there on the Areopagus, and there were these Greek philosophers, we heard about them yesterday, which had different opinions, and in that setting, the Apostle Paul was indeed giving a defense of the Christian faith and the message of the gospel. And earlier this year, I have been in Athens, and have been there on the Areopagus. And it's very nice to see that the speech of Paul is even engraved there in a big plate. And sometimes it has been said that the impact of the preaching of Paul in Athens was not so big because only a few are mentioned at the end of the chapter. Yes, this is true. But the impact is there. And the impact is great. And if you visit today Athens, there's one street going up to the Areopagus, and the name of the street is Hodos Apostolou Paulou. And when you go down the other side, it says Hodos Dionysus Areopagitus. That is the person which is mentioned in Acts chapter 17 who believed. So, no doubt, the impact has been there. And we can learn a lot from the Apostle Paul as he gave a defense of the faith. It's indeed something related very closely to evangelism. And our main goal, of course, is to reach out to unbelievers with the gospel. But in the days in which we are living, and I'm sure not only in Europe, but also here in North America, people are more and more estranged to the Christian faith. And oftentimes there are so many hindrances and so many excuses which are brought up why the message is not taken serious. And oftentimes it takes really an effort to remove all these hindrances and excuses. And in that respect, indeed, apologetics is important. That means giving an answer and explaining in a convincing way that our faith is reasonable, is nothing which cannot be explained or is just something like a jump in the dark, or you have to give up your reasoning. When you become a believer, then all is faith and nothing is any longer logic. No, it's not like that. And I think it's important that we also as believers try to remove these hindrances such that people to whom we talk take again the message of the Bible serious and really start to read the Bible, in order that God can do his work in the hearts and people really get converted. I want to emphasize it from the very beginning. It goes always via the conscience, that a person has to realize at some point before God, I am a sinner. No doubt. But to get to the point that people really take the message serious, oftentimes, hindrances have to be removed, and therefore, apologetics is important. And I would like to say a bit more about this now. Now, some objections which are raised against the need for defense are given here, and these are objections which oftentimes come even from Christians, from believers, who argue a little bit the way I put it here. Conversion is not about the intellect, but the heart. Yes, we agree. But still, you use the intellect always to defend the position you take. It's not that you set your mind aside. Or another point here, arguments have never taken anyone to heaven. But then you use arguments to denounce argumentation even. So one has to be careful in not pushing a way of thinking too far. Another example, apologetics only feeds our pride. Yes, it can happen, that's true, but you can also proudly defend your intellectual poverty and somehow, be just proud because you are not able, maybe, to defend a position. I put here a quotation of C.S. Lewis, known to certainly some of you, who has been really a very important defender of the faith in the 20th century. He passed away to be with the Lord the same day as J.F. Kennedy, but many people don't remember C.S. Lewis so well, but he was really a very capable defender of the faith. He says the point is not whether to use arguments to answer questions about the Christian faith, but whether the arguments which one uses are really good arguments. And this is indeed an important point. I repeat, want to bring the gospel, but we need that people are ready to receive it, and we have to interact with them in the right way. In India, they have a proverb which goes like this. When you cut off a person's nose, there's no reason to give him a rose to give the person a rose to smell. Yeah? So what we want to do is really present the sweet savor of the gospel. And the approach we take has to be the right one so that people are really receptive to the message.